This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It is no secret that my top manifesting hack is my daily use of subliminal audios. I mean, mostly because I'm lazy and I get to manifest in my sleep. What a goddamn dream. Who wouldn't love it? Subliminal messaging has been around for years. The Guardian published an article back in 2007 stating that scientists have found that subliminal messages leave a mark on the brain. And that's why everyone from Apple to Coca-Cola have infamously used it in their advertising campaigns. Subliminal stimuli are any sensory stimuli below a person's threshold for conscious perception, i.e., you think you're just listening to a relaxing piece of music, but boom, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of powerful statements and affirmations beneath the music that you can't hear with your conscious brain. These affirmations can have distinct impacts on people's thoughts and behavior. Choose from a range including perfect health, wealth and success, beauty and confidence, fertility, weight loss, meet your soulmate, peaceful and present parent, happy kids, and so much more. Easily download onto your phone or live stream when exercising, cooking dinner, in the bath, or my personal favorite, as you go to sleep as part of your daily mindset practice. Go to francescaamber.com to get yours. Hello and welcome back to Law of Attraction Change My Life. I'm Francesca and you may have noticed that I was not here last week. I dropped the fucking ball, didn't I? I have been struggling real time with this pregnancy. Anyone who thinks it's fun to have twins or multiple births, it ain't fun. It ain't fun in my book, but that is actually what today's episode is all about. But before we get on to that, despite there being no episode last week, I was actually a guest on two previously recorded shows. One is called Salon Stories. It's all about the hair and beauty industry. And actually, even though it was about beauty, I ended up talking about the law of attraction for most of the time. So there was that one. And I also did a podcast called the Inspired Mind Podcast, which is over in Sydney. Actually, I don't know if she's in Sydney. She's in Australia, which is by Ella Victoria. And that was all about manifesting and the law of attraction and all that jazz. I put the link to both of these on my Instagrams. So if you want to go and listen to them, I'm at Law of Attraction Changed My Life or at Francesca Amber. And I put screenshots and everything and links to the podcast. So you can go and listen to them over there. But back to my podcast, the most important thing, obviously. Yes, I dropped the ball last week for the first time ever, but your girl's struggling. The point that I've reached in my life right now is that I have been weeing in my kitchen. Yeah, you heard that. Weeing into a bucket in my kitchen. This house that I bought does not yet have a downstairs toilet. It only has an upstairs one, and the plan was to put one in under the stairs, and then obviously Corona, nothing's happened. And I have also a bladder infection, TMI. So I have been running up and down the stairs. I counted one day. It was 21 fucking times. A pregnant lady who is in her third trimester with twins and has pelvic girdle pain should not be running up a flight of stairs 21 times in one day. It's making me worse. So I was advised to start weeing in my kitchen in a bucket. So that's where my life has got to. The struggle is real. So this week's podcast is all about struggle. And when you're in a rut or when you find yourself in difficulty, because the law of attraction isn't just always about creating something new and thinking of goals and things that you want to create in the future. It can also be to deal with a struggle in your life right now. We don't create abundance, we create limitations. And I definitely have been creating limitations in my life recently. So when I first discovered that I was having twins, I was not one of these people that I seem to meet every fucking day on the street that goes, oh my God, I've always wanted to have twins. And I'm like, really? Really? Because I haven't. I've never once thought about that. And I instantly created limitations in my mind of how much more difficult this was going to be than with a single baby and how it just wasn't fair. I feel like when I had Bowie, I was very much, we all know there's people that you meet that have a baby and then act like they can't leave their house for 3 years. Oh no, I can't drive 10 minutes down the road. I've got the baby. Oh no, I can't do this. I've got the baby. I was never like that. And I prided myself on that. I really feel like I didn't change. If someone said to me, come to Australia, I'd be like, sure, Bo, we're going on a plane. We're going to Australia. And I absolutely loved that. So when I found out I was having two at once, I really felt like I could not replicate that experience and have the same thing. So straight away, my mind started to have limiting beliefs about this pregnancy was going to be so much harder on my body. It'd be so much harder on the babies when they're here. It'd be so much harder. Everything was harder, 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 harder. And so I got myself into this rut where as time has gone on, although I'm like desperately excited to have twin baby girls, I mean, truly, what a dream. The matching clothes are giving me life. I'm not going to lie, it has been super hard on my body, but I start to think, is that because of my mindset? And I think it fucking is. So if you follow my Instagram, you will see that I posted about about a guy that basically saved my life a couple of years ago. He posted something on his WhatsApp status saying, it's not the knowledge you absorb, it's the knowledge that you apply that matters. And I saw it and I was like, wow, the aesthetic of this does not go with my Instagram at all, but I have to post it regardless because it's so, so true. This is what I always say about the law of attraction. There's no big secret. There's no complicated tables or graphs or things to follow. It's very simple, but the application and the consistent application is really tough for a lot of us. And that is what I'm talking about today, is when that you're in a rut or when you'll find yourself feeling really down about something, let's just fucking go back to basics. Let's not learn anything new. Let's not add anything to our fucking timetable of events. Let's just go back to basics. And I thought I would show you and tell you in real time how I'm using the law of attraction when I find myself feeling consistently down and consistently negative about a situation. So that's what we're doing today. I have been feeling particularly ill for the last couple of weeks, months, God knows how long it's been. And each week it's getting worse and worse. And I've been kind of wallowing in it. And I kind of feel like we're designed to have ups and downs, right? We're not always designed to be on a high. And you can have down days, but my down days were turning into down weeks where I would get up every day and just feel like, oh my Lord, I can't do another day. My body's in so much pain. My body's failing me. I'm sleeping so much. I'm scared of how I'm going to be able to look after my daughter. And when I say look after, I mean have a fabulous time and go out and take her places and stuff, because I just am being failed by my body. And this morning I woke up and I realized this has got to change. I have to apply the law of attraction and use all of the tools in my toolkit that I've developed over the years and apply it to this situation to rectify it. So first of all of these limiting beliefs I have about twins, I have to let that shit go. And a great way to do that is comparison. Now, this may not work for everyone, but I'm just going to read you, I think, 4 or 5 points here of things that help me when I'm trying to manifest an outcome, trying to manifest a situation and a resolution to a problem. So there is a lady on Instagram called Crozier Quads or something like that. And she had 2 sets of identical twin girls at the same fucking time. She had 4 fucking babies. That shit is wild. I look at her Instagram to make myself feel better and be like, do you know what? What am I complaining about? I've just got 2 in here. This bitch had 4. Look at Octomum. She had 8. So it is possible. It is possible for our bodies to do this. That lady actually posted something the other day. One of her children was off school because she had a cold or whatevs. And she actually posted this really honest thing being like, having just 1 daughter at home today made me realise how different our lives would be if I just had 1 rather than 4. And I feel really bad for saying this, but it was just like really lovely quality time. And I was like, good for you. Good for your honesty. And it just made me personally feel better that I could see things could be worse. I could be pregnant with 4. Another great thing about comparison is, so yesterday I reached a real low point in my journey and I actually called up my hospital crying, saying, we need to bring forward the date. I can't last another 2 weeks. I'm in so much pain. I don't know what to do. There's got to be something we can do. We've got to be able to take these babies out faster. And they basically said, nah. So I was like, okay, fine. Thanks for asking. Bye. I sat down and watched the news. And on our local news on BBC, there was a story about a little boy that was born at, I think he was born at 20 weeks or 24 weeks. And due to being born early, he is disabled for life. He can't walk. He can't talk. He can't really move. But his mind is completely present. And it made me so sad. And I just thought, this is the I felt like this was a sign from the universe. I was like, this, I've just called up my hospital to be like, oh, please, can they be born early? And then I see something like this on the news straight after, where this poor little boy did not have a chance. Like, he was born early. He didn't get a choice. And how thankful I am that that is not the situation I'm in. There, but for the grace of God, go I. And so a lot of healthy comparisons, I think, well, for me, they work. So 1, comparisons. 2 is affirmations. And by affirmations, I mean really specific ones to your situation. So I looked on YouTube yesterday, again, during a little crying meltdown that I thought my ribs were breaking, and I found a positive affirmation video for third trimester twins. I mean, how specific can you fucking get? And I had a little search around for positive affirmations for a job interview, positive affirmations for a driving test. Like, do you know what I mean? Anything that you want, I guarantee someone has made it, has created it, put it on YouTube, and you can access it for free. And I tell you what, these affirmations were fantastic. They really made me feel so much better. And they included things that I would never have thought to include if I'd written them myself. And so finding affirmations that relate to your particular issue or problem, I really recommend that. I don't know if you remember I said before, but Paul Brunson, the incredibly hot Jamaican guy from Celebs Go Dating, he has a podcast and it's called Better With Paul. But the first few, sorry for the heavy breathing, by the way, I have very reduced lung capacity. I'm just trying my best over here. He has a couple of podcasts right at the beginning of the few episodes that are all about bedtime and morning affirmations. And I actually play them when I take Beau to bed. So I don't really play them when I go to bed, but because I'm more awake when I take her to bed. It's great. They really go in. And he does them for calmness, happiness, self-love, success, and something else. And they are really great. If perhaps you don't have something specific that you are looking to overcome at the moment, but you just want something more generalized, I can really, really recommend those. Number three is the good old classic, counting your blessings each morning. I'm really finding the Tony Robbins method of just doing three blessings per day and making them super specific to your day a lot more effective than the magics doing 10 blessings. So like with the magic, you might be like, oh, I'm really thankful for my eyesight today. I'm really thankful that I have a garden. I'm really thankful that I have legs. And although those are brilliant, and I think there is a time and place for doing those, I think when you're practicing the law of attraction every single day of your life, it is a little bit OTT to be doing 10 a day. Whereas Tony Robbins, finding three that really resonate with your day. So for me, it could be, I'm so happy that the NHS are looking after me today and looking after my babies and giving me the highest quality care. Thanks to Jeremy Corbyn. Absolutely no thanks to bloody Boris Johnson. I'm really thankful that my ex-husband has my daughter today so that I have the time and space to rest my body, to prepare for birth. So really specific ones that speak to you about your day going well. Number four is visualization. My absolute favorite. I love visualization. And do you know what? You have to make it fun. You really have to make it fun. So I know I might have said in the past, like some people might look at you and be like, oh, well, if you're so good at the law of attraction, why don't you have a yacht or a mansion? It's like we can use the law of attraction to manifest things in our lives that are super, super, super important to us, but to the outside world might just look like, oh, she got quite lucky with that. So for me with twins, I'm definitely, I was so lucky with my first daughter. My the birth was super easy. I recovered really well. I was so happy from the second she was born. Breastfeeding was super easy. Everything, she slept through the night. She had no problems. The kids still never taken antibiotics to this day. No problems. And I feel like because that happened once, I definitely have a lot of anxiety this time of, oh my God, there's two babies. What are the chances of me being that lucky again? And so I find myself now, as I'm getting closer to the end, turning to my visualization again. I had a conversation with friends just the other day about colostrum harvesting. Sorry for the men out here listening, talking about my tits a lot. But yes, collecting colostrum before they're born, in case they have to go into NICU or in case you are so ill that you have to be taken away. And although I'm very I'm not anti-formula, I'm pro-breastfeeding. I'm not doing it because I feel like it's preempting something bad happening. Instead, I'm just visualizing on having the perfect birth experience, the perfect breastfeeding experience. They're both going to be healthy. They're both going to be happy. And that is something that will change the quality of my life dramatically. The outcome of that will dramatically change the quality of my life over the next couple of months. And so it's something important for me to focus on and visualize.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week we talk about the curious things that people do. Fans say it's like hanging out with your funny friends. If you like lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and a hint of psychology, chances are we are discussing something relevant to you, like relationships, dreams, phobias, weddings, work, cults, 100 topics and counting. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like humans. Please click the link in the show notes.
Number five is decluttering. So today I was laying in bed feeling sorry for myself and someone opens my front door and I'm like, who the fuck is this? Someone's breaking in. I didn't move to the country for this shit. It was just the cleaners. It was fine, but I'd completely forgotten they were coming. And so I made the most of them being here and I was like, I'm going to go and get my car cleaned. And I got a McDonald's breakfast, but that's not the point. By the time we'd reached early afternoon, my entire house had been cleaned. My entire car had been cleaned. Beau is like a kleptomaniac. That kid keeps so much shit in the back of my car. It's like a storage unit. She has windmills. She has books. She's got a whole library in there. I don't know what's happening. So I cleared out my whole car. And then when I got home, I was kind of on a bit of a roll and I ended up listing a few things for sale on Facebook Marketplace and putting things in the right places. And it felt great to physically have an action to make you feel more prepared, to feel more clear-headed, for your home environment to be clearer. Oh my Lord, it was orgasmic. I felt great. Honestly, my favourite thing in the world is decluttering an organisation. By the way, has anyone seen on Netflix that new show called, hang on, wait for my baby brain to catch up, The Home Edit? Have you seen it? Apparently they've got like nearly 2 million followers on Instagram. People love them. I feel like there's a little bit too much organisation, not enough decluttering for my liking. But if you're into all that kind of shit and you've got Netflix, go and have a look. And number 6 is my favourite formula, E plus R equals O, which is event plus reaction equals outcome. So I've been beating myself up for the last couple of weeks about how much my body is needing to sleep and how much I'm needing to recover and rest in between doing activities. And I realized today that it is just a mentality. It's a shift in my mentality that I needed. The time isn't slipping away. I mean, yesterday I woke up, I took my daughter to school and then I slept on the sofa from 9 a.m. through till 2 p.m. You better believe I was fast asleep. I only woke up because my dad came and knocked on my door and woke me up. And I was feeling so angry that that time was slipping away and that I should be doing podcasts. I should be doing things for my salon. I should be creative. But actually, I've realised I just need a shift in my mentality. I am basically 100 million times better than any incubator in any hospital. And there I was calling the hospital saying, can they be born earlier? Please, please help me. Actually, every day that these babies stay inside my body, that's priceless. It's absolutely priceless. And so the time isn't slipping me by. The time is passing. If I wake up and another day's gone and I'm like, oh shit, I slept for 8 hours. Good. Great. You didn't have to endure anything. You were just asleep. You were passed out. So just changing that little shift in my mentality now that is like, oh, another day. It's almost like I've got a calendar and I'm just doing a big red tick every time a day passes. I've survived another day. And so I've found that that's really helped me. You can't change the event, but you can change your reaction. And that does change the outcome. So I decided to do all of this pretty much this morning. I listened to the affirmations last night and having a little bit of a state. I was crying on the phone to my sister being like, I can't do this. And then I was so worked up, I just decided to lay down and listen to the YouTube affirmations. And then this morning I woke up to and actually had the idea for this podcast of being like, wow, I don't need to try and G myself up. I was going to try and be like, come on, think something good to tell them. And I thought, actually, no, I'm just going to be honest and be like, I'm really struggling. And I know a lot of other people are struggling too with their own things. And this is how I use the law of attraction in real time, apply it to this situation. And this is how I'm going to get out of it using the law of attraction. Because it's not just, like I said, it's not for creating incredible things. Sometimes it's just for getting us out of situations in our life. So within 5 minutes of deciding to be more positive about this situation and actually take considered action and be mindful of my responses to my reactions, within 5 minutes, my ex-husband messaged me and said, lockdown's going to be happening soon. He is a prophet of doom. But lockdown's happening soon, so I'd rather Beau have as many experiences as possible. So if there's any days where you don't have the energy to take her out, I'll happily take her out for you and she can come back and sleep at home and like sleep with me or whatever, but I'll just take her out for the day. And I was like, this shit's working already. Because that's one of my fears, is that I'm so tired and I'm so immobile now, is that she's going to be bored. So yeah, it really, really does work. And it's just going through these little things. So comparison, affirmations, blessings each morning, visualization, decluttering, E plus R equals O. all of these little things, these are all little tools in your toolkit that you can use and can apply to any situation in your life. So I hope that you've enjoyed this. I hope that this has been real and you can see how I'm applying these things. I know I did say that I was going to do a question and answer episode. I got so many questions on my Instagram, so I will probably do that for the next episode, actually. And I'm going to try and record that ahead of time. So next week is my last week to be able to record, to be able to edit, to be able to do all that stuff, because I go into hospital to have the babies the following week. My plan is for there to be no break. And I hope that I can get a few episodes in the bag so that there's no break for you guys and that every Friday this is consistent. But I do add the caveat that I might go into labor early. We don't know what's going to happen. Lord knows what's going on. So if I drop off the radar for a few weeks, do not worry. This podcast has not come to an end. I had one person message me saying, are there going to be any more podcasts? I'm like, yes, it was just 1 week. Allow me. So I may, if I find it too much, I may just have to have, say, a 2 week break from the podcast for while the babies are being born. So I hope you guys are okay with that. But for any updates on this situation, you can always follow my Instagram. I'm at Law of Attraction Changed My Life, and I'm at Francesca Amber, and I'll be putting any updates on there for if I get taken into hospital or if I'm, you know, see, I'm not putting this out there. I was going to say, in case I'm too ill, I'm not going to be too ill. Everything's going to go to plan. But in case I need the break and I need the space for myself, I will let you know on there. By the way, thank you for everyone that's following on Instagram. It hit 20,000 followers this week. And my sister did promise to take me out to lunch at my all-time favorite place, which you may be surprised to know is Frankie and Benny's. I know everyone hates Frankie and Benny's. If you are from America and you don't know what I'm talking about, it's basically Olive Garden. I fucking love it. And my sister's going to take me there to celebrate getting to 20,000. So thank you so much for everyone that has followed and that is on this journey. I will leave any links of anything that I think is interesting and that pertains to this episode in the show notes below. And I'll leave links to my Instagram there as well. So have a little look. I always leave good book recommendations. I'll try and leave the affirmation recommendations down there, all that jazz, but also something slightly exciting. So a friend of mine hand makes stuff right here in the UK. She's a working mum. She's amazing. She has a sewing machine and she can make anything. And she's been making face masks. And she has made a Law of Attraction Change My Life face mask. And it says on it, Namaste, 2 meters away. And I fucking love it. They're £9. And if you want one, or if you want two, if you want one for your whole family, I would love that. I will be leaving information down below in the show notes and also on my Instagram of how you can buy. I'm super excited about that. Please wear masks. Please don't be a dick. Do you know what? I'm not a scientist. I don't know about the whole mask science and everything, but it makes other people feel so comfortable. It shows respect for other people. The disposable ones are so terrible. They're ruining our environment. And it does remind us that there is a pandemic and that we should be mindful of this. We really, really do not want to go into a second lockdown, especially now schools have started. So if you need a mask, if you're in the mask market for a mask, or any of your friends are, check it out. It's on my Instagram. Okay, thank you so much. I'll be back next week with the question and answer episode. I had so many questions. I might divide it up into two episodes and then that actually would take me over the birth, right? Yes. Yes. Thank you, universe. That's a good idea. That just came to me. Thank you so much. The Law of Attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too. Bye. What up, bitches? It's no secret that reading has changed my goddamn life. I think it's incredible that people put their entire life's work, their teachings, into a book that often costs less than £10. It's incredible to me. And I am so thankful to all of the authors that have helped me on my self-development journey. And, you know, I have the UK's biggest self-development book club. There's over 3,000 of us reading along each month. But maybe you're thinking, Fran, I ain't got time to read. Who do you think I am? Barbara Cartland? No, you are busy. You are girl bossing it. You are living your goddamn life. And I get that. I see that. I hear it and I value it. And that's where Audible can come in. If you find yourself only with the time to be able to listen to something, but to not sit and physically hold a book, maybe you have a physical job like cleaning or whatever, where you are using your hands, or maybe you're a crafter and you want to be able to just listen to something and to learn on the go, or maybe you're driving a lot and you're able to listen to a book, but you know, it's illegal to read a book and drive, bitches. Don't try it. Then Audible may be for you. I have a 30-day free trial that you can have a little go at and see if it's for you. You can download millions of books to your phone or to your laptop or whatever you fucking want and listen to it wherever you are. So check it out. I'll leave the link down below.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.